It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America, the West Coast, the East Coast, down South, Midwest, Pacific Northwest, Mid-Atlantic, Gulf Coast, Canada, Alaska, Hawaii. Shout outs to everybody. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer in New York, Chris Persianen, for holding things down. Man, we've been hanging out for an hour, and here we are already, and we got so much more to get into. How about this? In an hour from now, I'm going to be sharing with you a new top six list. The NFL is making a big deal about its schedule release. And so I'm going to share with you a top six list of teams that you need to watch in 2025. We're going to find out the schedule, but I'm going to tell you the teams that you really need to pay attention to in 2025. And I think some of these teams, yeah, you won't even see it coming. There's no Kansas City Chiefs on the list. Sorry. There's no Buffalo Bills on the list. Sorry. There's no Philadelphia Eagles on the list. There's a preview for the top six coming your way in an hour from now. If you missed the last hour of the show, by the way, where we talked about the New York Knicks and the Celtics. They're about to tip off in Boston. Knicks are trying to get them the hell out of here. We talked about that. Hey, we got into the new contract bestowed upon Derrick Henry. Yeah, we got a 31-year-old running back who just got paid a big deal. Okay, he's the first running back. He's the highest paid running back, and he's the oldest paid, highest paid running back. He's old and paid. Yeah, Baltimore Ravens decided to give him a 2-year, $30 million extension. We talked about the Pacers waiting on the New York Knicks. We talked about the college football playoff and how they are likely to change their seeding. Forget the top four and the byes and all of that garbage and conference champs. It looks like they'll eventually get to just a straight 1 through 12 seeding, which would be great. You missed that hour? Go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you for listening live on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM in your car, in your vehicle, easy. The station, the channel is 375. Thank you for listening on your local station, as I said, and also on a smart speaker. Just ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. If you want to call me up, you can do that. We got a phone number. We got multiple lines. They work. Here's the number. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I told you about what we got going on in an hour from now. We're going to find out some of these games on the NFL calendar. We're going to find out the full schedule. The NFL has given us an entire primetime special just to tell us about, I don't know, let's see, the New Orleans Saints and when they visit the Carolina Panthers. No, thank you, not interested, sorry. But then maybe we'll find out about some more interesting matchups. When is Geno Smith going to host Patrick Mahomes? Like, those are the things we're going to find out about. You know, and speaking of things finding out about, how about this? There's a man, God rest his soul, he's not here anymore. His name is Paul Allen, one of these rich Microsoft guys. He passed away a few years ago. Been gone a while now, actually. He owned the Seattle Seahawks and the Portland Trailblazers. Now, that's a lot of money right there, huh? That's Microsoft money. Okay, he bought the Portland Trailblazers in 1988 for $70 million. Let me tell you something. This team is now up for sale. It's been in the trust. His wife, Jody Allen, has been the custodial owner for the team, both teams, the Seahawks and the Blazers. And they're probably going to go, well, from the Blazers, they're probably going to go for, I don't know, $3 to $4 billion. Probably three-ish. Think about the Celtics in that $6 billion range. Come on. Somebody who's not going to buy the Blazers, it's Phil Knight. He had a guy who owned and founded Nike. A couple of years ago, he wanted to buy the team. It wasn't for sale. He actually put out a statement. He's like, I'm too old. I'm not doing it. Leave me alone. And I heard the rumors. I'm like, why would an 87-year-old guy want to buy a basketball team? For what? Like, what joy is he getting out of that? Might as well keep his money and just give it away to the Oregon Ducks. I mean, Phil Knight might as well own Oregon, so just that's enough. Leave it alone. We'll see what happens with the Seahawks, too, as well. Anyway, let's talk about some of these games. Yeah, we got the full schedule coming out in an hour from now. But over the past several days with NBC, ESPN telling everybody about their fancy new programming slates, every now and then we found out some of the games that we're going to see. How about this? Think about some of these NFL scheduled games that we know. Opening night, we have the Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys to open up the season on that Thursday. Okay? The day after, in Brazil, where I was chased. I told that story yesterday. I was chased around in my hotel by that zebra-ass-looking mosquito. We have the Kansas City Chiefs and the Chargers. What happens with Harbaugh in Brazil? We're going to find out sooner than later. A matter of fact, Travis Kelce, he was on his New Heights podcast with his brother Jason, and they were talking about the upcoming schedule, and Travis Kelce basically kind of, sort of, almost confirmed that we going to play in Brazil. What?
They're going to be opening their season against the Chargers in Brazil.
Yeah, this was posted by Yahoo Sports.
Well, it says the Chargers will host the Chiefs in Sao Paulo in Brazil week one.
This doesn't come out till Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're definitely playing in Brazil.
Yeah.
I also heard those rumors.
Yeah, so, well, in about 45 minutes, it'll be a less of a rumor and more of a fact. Travis Kelce also talked about going down to Brazil and expecting to sweat like a pig. He said, damn it, the closer you... I'm glad he knows a little bit about geography. That's good for Travis Kelce. I wonder if his girlfriend taught him. He said the closer he gets to the equator, the hotter it gets, the more he sweats. I'm glad that he figured that one out. I wonder when he learned that. What grade Kelce learned that in? Speaking of learning about things in Brazil, we did see the Philadelphia Eagles and the Green Bay Packers out there last year. A.J. Brown. I don't want to say this is hilarious fashion. He basically had to clean up the statement afterwards. Before Philadelphia even went down to Brazil, A.J. Brown said the team was given a list of things not to do, like basically go outside. Remember this?
Have you focused on Portuguese at all? Or try to learn any Portuguese?
No, we had a meeting yesterday, and it was like a whole bunch of don't do's, and I'm just trying to go down there, win a football game, come back home. And talking to him and asking a lot of questions, you know, that was my first initial thought, you know, but after hearing all this stuff, you know, I'm probably going to be in my room.
Damn. It's like, come on, it's like any place. Like, you don't want to run outside with a watch on. You want to get robbed, man? Come on. It happens here in America. What are we doing? There's a whole trial going on right now about Kim Kardashian in her own damn hotel room in Paris. And you would think it's secure. She got robbed by a bunch of old men. God bless her. She's okay. She got robbed by a bunch of old men. That's in Paris. And so whether you're in Paris or you are in Brazil, and by the way, the NFL does not play when it comes to their security. This is real law enforcement. They work with the FBI to get a credential to the Super Bowl. They do a background check on you to make sure that you are not a goon from overseas or a goon from America. Like, they don't play about security. But all things considered, A.J. Brown, this man went to Brazil. Chris, he came back alive, right? He came back?
I was told he made it, yeah.
Yeah, and I think he came back and won a Super Bowl, I believe. He was more at risk.
Sources say.
Yeah. He was more at risk during that parade in Philadelphia than he was in Brazil at any point in time. That's just the facts. And so the NFL actually has, outside of Brazil, they got They got five countries that they're visiting. They have seven international games. We told you yesterday, we actually heard from head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, Kevin O'Connell. Kevin O'Connell, he came on through and he's just like, yeah, we are going to play in both London and then we're going to jet over and go to Ireland. And one of those games that they're going to play happens to be against the Steelers. The Vikings are going to play the Steelers in Ireland. And we heard from one head coach in Kevin O'Connell. And now we heard from Mike Tomlin. And unless you knew or you did not know, the Rooney family, yeah, the folks who own the Pittsburgh Steelers, they're Irish.
Man, we're unbelievably excited about this opportunity to play in Dublin, really for two very specific reasons. First, man, it is an honor and a privilege to represent the game of American football internationally and maybe introduce it to a new set of fans. It is a great honor to play the game that we love and to be able to do so on foreign soil. Number two, I smile when I think about the late, great Ambassador Rooney and how fired up he would be about this game. I remember when he was ambassador to Ireland, he used to have a 4th of July flag football game every year. And so I think about him, but I also just simply think about the honor and privilege to play our game globally.
Yes, think about it. When you really, really think about it, football is an American game. And I know the rest of the world, this football is completely different. American football is American. And the fact that the NFL can take this game overseas and grow it and monetize it, it's pretty amazing. When you think about football at its core, we got young people that are playing peewee, like 5 and 6, and then you grow into tackle, and then you're in high school. Man, the NFL is such a cultural phenomenon. The sport, like, it literally owns a day of the week. Americans have their schedules based around football here in the United States of America. Now, when you go overseas, you start thinking about football and soccer. It's much more religious. It's much more cultural. It's ingrained in you. The team that you root for, trying to get a ticket can be a difficult thing. You got to be on a waiting list for generations, and it's different. It's like religion. But the NFL is inherently a part of the culture, period, here in the United States of America. They own a day of the week. And they've been able to take a game that's played in backyards and front yards on Thanksgiving and high schools all across the country to now do this. Imagine you are a kid and you grow up playing in, I don't know, Texas or California or Indiana or Michigan or wherever the hell, Florida. And the next thing you know, this game is taking you from your ratty ass high school. Now you're playing in Berlin. The Atlanta Falcons and the Colts will be in Berlin, Germany. Come on, man. We got Minnesota and the Steelers. They'll be playing in Dublin, Ireland. We've been having games in London and the UK now. It's kind of so boring. It's what people expect. We got a game coming up in Madrid. Out in Spain, like, people can crap on the NFL, tremendous business. They're moving towards $20 billion that they are raking in a year. You don't think they want to go ahead and keep raking in that dough? They're about the money. The NFL is like, forget overseas. The NFL is like, we got Thanksgiving. The NFL just took Christmas from everybody. Come on. We got the Vikings and the Lions on Christmas. We have the Chiefs and the Broncos, a division foe with Bo Nix now and Sean Payton, that angry you-know-what. Even the Kansas City Chiefs, they're like, can we play on Christmas every year? We want to own Christmas just like the Cowboys own Thanksgiving. The Cowboys are playing the Commanders on Christmas, and the Cowboys are already here for Thanksgiving. Come on now. This is probably going to be the most watched football game, I don't want to say of all time, not Super Bowl level, but for Thanksgiving, we got the Cowboys and the Chiefs These are just some of the games that we know are scheduled for this upcoming season. And in about 45 minutes, the NFL is going to start a full release of the schedule. There have been plenty of leaks on who's going to play here and where, but it will be officially announced, all the teams, in about an hour or so. So prepare yourselves. If you're a part of the cult of the NFL, you're thinking about when you're going to have that tailgate, what city you want to travel to, you know, what days of church that you want to skip, what travel, when you want to go to Vegas, you will have a better idea in an hour from now. The NFL schedule release is dropping very, very soon. The NFL has to make everything a holiday. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I did tell you in an hour from now, I'm going to share with you a top six list. I'm going to tell you about the top six NFL teams that you need to pay attention to in 2025. Yeah, I tried my best to narrow it down to six. But when we come back on the other side of the break, I don't know if this is an NFL team to watch for a good reason or a bad reason. Maybe you're sick of them. I don't know. I told you the Dallas Cowboys, they're playing on Thanksgiving. The Dallas Cowboys are playing on Christmas. Dak Prescott had some words about his newest wide receiver. Dak Prescott talked about George Pickens. I wonder how long it'll be before George Pickens says something negative about Dak Prescott. Let's just say 7 months from now. That's my guess. We'll hear from Dak Prescott on the other side of the break. We got the New York Knicks and the Boston Celtics underway, so we'll give you an update on that. Hey, how about this? The Thunder, they're one game away from beating the Nuggets and advancing to the Western Conference Finals somewhere that the Wolves might advance to tonight. So we got a lot to discuss. NFL, NBA, everything in between. You're locked in. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. My God. Derek White is on a heater right now for the Boston Celtics. The Celtics are trying to avoid elimination. Well, damn it, the next time they lose, they're done against these New York Knicks. Knicks lead the series 3-1. And right now, the Celtics lead the Knicks 18-16. But I told you about Derek White. He just missed his first shot, which is crazy. This man has, now it's now 21-16. Derek White has 14 points. He started off 4 of 4 from downtown. He started off 5 from 5 from the field. This man took a Steph Curry 3 like it was nobody's business. Yeah, Derek White and doing what he can to keep the Boston Celtics alive. I don't know how long he's going to be able to sustain this. Derek White is not going quietly. He has 14 points. Jaylen Brown with 5. We'll keep you up to date on the score with the New York Knicks and the Boston Celtics as we continue on. Hey, I want you to do this. If you're driving, do it safely. Just listen. It's now Josh Hart has now busted the hell open. Oh, poor guy. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Yeah, Josh Hart is going straight to the locker room. Yeah, he got a cut over his. Oh, he's turning around. I don't know. Is he lost? What is he chatting about?
Luke Cornett called over the Knicks trainers as soon as he went down because it did look like he's bleeding from his head, for what that's worth.
Oh, yeah, he is bleeding. He is definitely bleeding from his eye. That is without a shadow of a doubt. He caught an elbow from Luke Cornett, who tried to stop him from going to the basket. And Josh Hart, well, I guess they're going to try to clean him up on the bench, show everybody how tough he is. Maybe they can glue him shut. Maybe he doesn't need stitches. We'll find out sooner than later. Josh Hart is a tough guy. I'm sure he's going to stick around in the game. He's not going away that much. We know now they're evaluating how terrible the foul is going to be, flagrant, whatever. Luke Cornett is like, man, I'm just playing basketball. What you want from me? I'm a giant. Give me a damn break.
Hart would go out like Van Gogh before he sat out for the rest of this one. I think trainers would have to chain him to that locker room, man.
Yeah, no, he's definitely going to stay in that game. He was initially going to the locker room, and he's just getting glued. He's getting glued shut on the bench. Yeah, the wonders of modern technology. Anyway, we'll keep you up to date on the New York Knicks and the Boston Celtics as the game continues on. Boston leads 21-16. There's about 3.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Right before we went to break, I did tell you about the NFL schedule release, which now at this point is about 35, 40 minutes away. And we went through some of the big games that are going to take place. The Eagles open a season against the Cowboys. That's opening night. And then the Dallas Cowboys are now a team that'll be highlighted not just on Thanksgiving when they'll take on the Chiefs. That'll be a highly watched game. But then also on Christmas as the Commanders are going to take on the Cowboys. A little bit of a divisional rivalry right there at that point in time. Well, one thing that we did get today, and good on him, we heard from Dak Prescott. This man, I give him credit. He does a lot of talking to the Dallas media, does a lot of events down in the Metroplex. He's not shy. He doesn't hide. He might serve up a lot of platitudes, not to the degree of Russell Wilson. But I give credit to Dak Prescott for never hiding. And this is the first time he's spoken publicly or has spoken publicly since the team traded for George Pickens. And he was on DFW, The Ticket. Shout outs to everybody down there listening on The Fan. And Dak Prescott basically said, yeah, I am more than impressed with George Pickens. And of course, I've already spoken to my new wide receiver. Listen to what Dak.
Yeah, we've connected, and I'm excited. I mean, you turn on the tape and you see a guy that can catch the football. You put the football anywhere in his vicinity, very strong hands, more than a 50-50 catcher. He thinks it's his ball when it's in the air, and I'm excited for him. I know that we need some help in that position. I know CD needs some help, and I think when you have a guy like that, and I heard George said, it's hard to double-team two guys, and then when you've got other guys, whether it be Ferg, Jalen Tolbert, Mingo, guys who have had reps and know how to get open in the league, I think we're putting together a nice group of weapons.
Yeah, now all they have to do is, now this is going to be difficult to do. Listen up, Cowboys fans. This is going to be a tough one. Dallas Cowboys have to stay healthy. Okay, that's it. I know it's asking for a lot. I don't know, is Dak, is his hamstring reconnected to the bone yet? Is his ankle fixed? Is he still walking around in a boot? And it was nice here in May to hear Dak Prescott, you know, throw and lob compliments at George Pickens. That's great. Is George Pickens going to be throwing compliments at Dak? Now, I know he wants to get paid. I know he wants the money. That's one of the reasons why he's no longer a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers, like, this guy already acts like a jerk. He was acting like a jerk when he was in Georgia. And so what are we going to do? We're going to pay him more money when he has already proven that he is a you-know-what? No, thank you. They moved on from him. And so George Pickens is going to, he's going to be on his best behavior in Dallas opposite CeeDee Lamb. He actually might haul in more than 3 or 4 touchdowns. Good for him, because CeeDee Lamb is going to garner a lot of the attention. And then George Pickens will get paid from the Cowboys, by the Cowboys. And then I'm sure George Pickens will just become or just show that he is a complete pain in the ass. Unless the money is changing him. Or maybe Dallas will eat him alive. I don't know. I can see the minute that he drops a pass and the media asks him about it, or Jerry Jones says something about him. I just don't think that, let's just put it this way. George will have a good first year. George Pickens will be paid. He'll get a nice extension. And the minute that there's some controversy, George Pickens is going to, he's going to melt. I can't see him spending the rest of his career with the Dallas Cowboys. I see George Pickens as the type of guy who's just going to bounce around as somebody who everybody thinks just, we can fix him, we can fix him. Or, hey, he's not our headache. He was a headache there. He won't be a headache here. Welcome to the circus, George Pickens. You're not the ringleader. That would be Jerry Jones. But can't wait to hear how long he's going to throw insults around, vague insults and social media posts about his experience in Dallas. George Pickens. What a wild dude. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. New York Knicks and the Celtics are in action right now, this minute, this second. We are going to take a break. When we come back, I want to shift my thoughts over to the West, because it looks like Steph Curry is going to, well, he's not playing, but is he coming back? Well, that's right. The Warriors actually have to win a game. And we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. And then what an ending to last night's game. Oh, my goodness. The Oklahoma City Thunder, they just send players out, and they just knock down shots and waves. And meanwhile, the Denver Nuggets, if it's not Jokic, you got to pray for somebody else to go out there and help. So we'll get into that. Of course, at the top of the hour, we're going to give you a new top six list. We'll take a look at the top six NFL teams to watch in 2025 as we await the release of the schedule. If you want to call me, you can do that. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now, it's time for a newsflash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman. Yo, shout out to all my people down in Louisiana. Shout out to my folks down in New Orleans. I got to hit up my people at Tulane. I haven't been on that campus in, man, at this point, 2 years, man. I got to check in. I know it's the end of the year. They don't want to think about nothing right now. People are graduating. Hey, shout outs to all the graduates, man. People working for those degrees. People getting those degrees. People out here trying to get to the money. If you got a degree, congratulations. Hey, by the way, how about this? If you got a degree in sports journalism, feel free to hit me up. I'm not that hard to find. You can call me here, 888-710-4ISN. It's 888-710-4ISN. If you're a graduate, forget it. If you're a graduate of anything, you can hit me up. You can know how to use the internet. You can also find me online at JR Sport Brief. Here's my email, too. It's very public anyway. Who cares? I'm JRSportBrief@gmail. You're a graduate, you can find me. Easy. Let's go ahead and hit the phone lines now, matter of fact. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Rashawn is here from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Rashawn?
What's up, JR?
How are you?
I'm all right, man. Doing good. Heard your last segment, man. You're talking about Pickens with the Cowboys, right? Saying he's going to be a distraction.
Yeah, eventually.
Once he gets his money, if they get paid. I mean, it's probably right, man. But I think... for that, though. I think he can, you know, be a good asset to that offense, though. Pittsburgh was going to throw the ball like the Cowboys throw the ball, so he's going to get his touches. He's going to get his receptions. And I think he's going to be a big playmaker for them, though, you know, as long as Dak come back healthy. So they got a good potent offense out there. Had a good draft, too. Did you think they had one of the top three drafts?
I agree. Out of all the teams. I agree with everything that you just said.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so but what do you think about that schedule, though? You know, I know a couple of things got leaked with them opening up in Philadelphia.
What schedule? What, the NFL schedule in general?
Well, the Cowboys, like, they got a lot of they got to travel to Philly opening night.
Right.
Also Kansas City.
Christmas. Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Thanksgiving. Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of primetime games, which isn't uncommon.
That's the Dallas Cowboys thing, ain't it? I mean, they probably play more. Look, here's something that Jerry Jones has done an amazing job at. Branding the Dallas Cowboys, okay? Taking America's team. And have you been out there in Frisco? Have you seen the facility?
Yeah, it's a nice facility. Super nice.
He has taken an entire part of a city in the Metroplex and basically branded it Dallas Cowboysville. Like, there are teams across the NFL that wish they could do that. The Jacksonville Jaguars, no disrespect to the Jags, like, they play off the side of a highway. I mean, they're renovating. Let's put it this way. Outside of TD Bank or whatever the hell they call a stadium, it doesn't matter. Could the Jacksonville Jaguars just have something else outside of that stadium that they say is theirs? No, nobody would care.
Hey, at least they got swimming pools in there, though. Don't forget about the pools in Jacksonville.
Man, I've seen it's Everbank, whatever. Have you been in there?
Yeah, I've been there a few times,
I'm glad they're renovating. Concrete dump, okay? I saw Georgia play Florida in there, and I said, what is this? This place sucks. And it's hot. Like, what do I want to be in here for? It's so much concrete. It's burning everybody alive. I'm glad they're fixing it. The Dallas Cowboys, they garner so much attention. Of course they're going to get all these primetime games. We only know three of the games so far. The Christmas game against the Commanders. They got the Chiefs on Thanksgiving. That'll be awesome. Actually, a Thanksgiving game worth a damn. And they open up against the Eagles. Yeah, but we gonna have more Sunday night and Thursday night.
Oh, don't forget
Monday
the Thursday night game too. Thursday in Detroit they play too. So
yeah, that's par for the course. Nothing new here. Let's just see what they do throughout the course of the regular season. I'm sure the Cowboys will be good enough to probably get into the postseason if they're healthy, and then get eliminated.
I hope so, because with that division is tough though. You know, with Washington having the quarterback.
Wait, you said you hope so.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be rough, you know, because, you know, we know the Giants ain't going to be much, but you got Jaden Daniels down in Washington, you know, Jalen Hurts in Philly, well, so it's going to be tough.
Sean, you're a Ravens fan, right?
Of course, yeah, also a Ravens fan, yep.
Okay, all right. Well, good luck to you guys. Hopefully they do more than win 12 games this year, okay?
Yes, that's another story, but yeah.
I know,
you have a good one, man.
You as well. Thank you, Rashawn, for calling from Baltimore. Yeah, you can call somebody on sports radio and agree with them. Like, well, hey, George Pickens is going to be great until he's a pain in the ass, okay? I am not putting this man into Antonio Brown category. I am not. He's in a space all to himself. I got a story about Antonio Brown, and I can't tell on the radio. Anyway, I should have a couple extra dollars in my pocket. Let's just put it that way. George Pickens is not on that level, but he will be a pain in the ass at some point in time. As simple as that. Chris, how do you think that's going to work out? He's going to be on his best behavior this entire season because he wants to get paid. And I don't care how many touchdowns he has or how many yards. I'm going to assume he's going to have 1,000 and somewhere around, I don't know, 5 to 8 touchdowns. He's going to be a pain in the ass at some point.
Yeah, JR. I mean, I've got a buddy who's does some talent evaluation for an ACC football team, and he's been very high on Pickens since before he was in the NFL. He's always told me, this guy is a stud, this guy's a stud, this guy's a stud. But George Pickens can't keep getting George Pickens' way, right? Like, he's got to give it up. And I think you're right. This season, we're going to see George Pickens really just not wanting to stop himself from success. I wish for him that he has developed that he's learned that I'm 23 for the first time in my life, right? Like, he's never been in the NFL before. He's got to learn how to deal with things. And I've the same way that every day, you know, it's my first time being that old in my life. The same goes for everyone else in the world. So hopefully Pickens has shown some maturity. JR, I can see, especially with who the owner of that team is, especially with the market, especially with the drama. And did we forget to mention a first-year Nepo baby head coach? That has recipe for disaster sharpied all over it.
Yeah. Well, that's the Dallas Cowboys way. And we'll see what happens. George Pickens, he'll be on his best behavior this year. There might be a tweet. There might be some stupid press conference. He might give a dumb answer or a ridiculous answer at some point in time while the camera is, a microphone is shoved in his face. But his first thing right out the gate is to go out there and collect that check. And he's going to be reminded of it every day from the people who are close to him. Hey, man, just relax. And you talk about this dude before he got into the NFL. This dude was fighting down the road from me in Athens, just fighting for no reason with the Bulldogs. And so we know the talent that he has, and it's unfortunate. There's a lot of people in life, whether it happens to be in sports or it could be anything, there's some people cannot get out of their own way. George Pickens happens to be in that category. Speaking about getting in their own way, at this minute, this second, the New York Knicks have been able to turn things around just a little bit against the Boston Celtics. Derek White, started off hot, 14 points. He started off 4-4 from deep. He's now cooled off. And so have the Boston Celtics. The New York Knicks lead 37-32. Jalen Brunson with 4, but Karl Anthony Towns is leading the way. 8 points. Mikal Bridges has 7. And Josh Hart got elbowed in the face by Luke Kornet. Had to have his eyebrow glued shut. Stayed in the game despite dripping blood. And he's now running around with a bandage. The man didn't even leave the game for a second. 37-32. We'll keep you up to date on that game as things continue on. And I'd be remiss not to mention the game that took place last night. This was a good one. Anytime you watch Jokic play, it's great. Unfortunately, I think everybody around him is just running out of gas. The Thunder went out and beat the Nuggets to take a 3-2 series lead. They beat them 112-105. The Thunder ran away with the game at the end. Jalen Williams knocked down a big three. Dort knocked down a bunch of threes late. SGA basically said, here's a three to put the stake in you. He finished the night with 31 points, and Jokic did what Jokic does. Bouncing back from a poor shooting game, multiple poor shooting games. He was 7-22 in the last game. Last night, he had 44 points, 15 rebounds, 5 assists. Jokic is over here making turnaround fadeaway behind the back over my head three-point shots, making those ridiculous shots that only he can, and the Nuggets still lose. Murray had 28 points. It stinks for them that Michael Porter Jr. is playing with a bum shoulder. He can't shoot the ball. And speaking of shooting the ball, Christian Brown, oh my God. Christian Brown stinks. That guy was like 2 of 8 from 3 last night. Chris, did you get a chance to see that game after the show?
Yeah, I got home in time for the, I want to say, Cirque du Soleil ending. Jokic. I mean, that guy is, that guy has a magnet. There's something, he can do something with the ball. I don't, how do you get that fading 27-foot three-pointer to go in at the end of the shot clock? Like, you know that that wasn't some, like, he's probably practiced it. He's a maniac. He's a nut. I don't get it.
We've seen him. Anthony Davis knows all about that shot up close and personal. Unfortunately for Jokic, nobody else could go out there and knock one down. Every time I saw Christian Brown take a shot, I'm like, why is this guy a shooting? And so now the Nuggets are one game away from elimination. And we might see the Oklahoma City Thunder advance to the Western Conference Finals. They might go to the finals. They certainly have been the favorite throughout the course. And when you got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander knocking down threes like this, it's a little bit easier to understand why. He's been doing this all year. Listen to this Dagger 3 from the Thunder Radio Network.
Hartenstein screen, Shai, jumped out by Brown. Gilgeous-Alexander 5 to shoot. Angle left fires a 3 that's online. Got it! Cha-ching! Thunder Bunny Ball! Thunder by 6! Oh, baby! 47.4 left!
Yeah, the Thunder Radio guys are absolutely nuts. They got one more game to get them the hell up on out of here.
Every time they make a 3, they say, it's a Thunder Money Ball.
Yeah, well, that guy is he's wacky. There's a million variations of him saying that all over the internet. And so SGA went and knocked down that 3. And Jokic, well, he knows that they got to turn things around if they want to win in game 6. Listen to this.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to go and just give it to them game 6. I mean, we are playing in front of our crowds. I think only the second game was kind of a blowout, and every other game was kind of interesting game. We were there, so I think we have a chance, and we will play our best.
Yeah, we will play our best. Yeah, there's nothing more about this guy. The minute the season ends, he'll be back with his horses. SGA, you just heard that big 3 he made. I think he has a whole lot more in store. I think past the Nuggets. Listen to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
It felt like it's about time. I always say, like, especially jump shooting, it goes up and down. It fluctuates so much. You can't get caught up in the emotion of it.
Yeah, well, that guy's made plenty of big shots throughout the course of the season. That man is likely going to be MVP. And Jokic, the other guy? Yeah, the other guy. Yeah, he ain't winning one this year. Nikola Jokic, his season very well might be done after Game 6. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, the Nuggets season might be done. The Celtics season might be done. The Golden State Warriors, they play tonight. Their season might be done. In a few minutes, the NFL is going to drop its full schedule. What teams you can watch, when and where, all that good stuff. When we come back on the other side of the break, of course, we'll give you an update on some of the premier games. I'm going to tell you the top six teams that you need to watch this upcoming season. Which teams have the best storylines? What teams are going to be the most intriguing? What players are on squads that you need to pay attention to? It's a new top six list. We'll talk about the top six NFL teams to watch in 2025 as the NFL gets ready to release its full schedule. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.